President Trump is set to deliver the State of the Union address tonight before a divided Congress in the aftermath of the longest partial government shutdown in history, with another shutdown possibly looming, and the Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi looming as well over his shoulder and just about every shot as he speaks. Their battle over the border wall remains at a standstill, while the president has suggested he would circumvent Congress and declare a national emergency to get the funding he needs for a wall if no deal is reached. So that kind of sets the scene. NPR White House reporter Ayesha Rascoe is here. Hi, Ayesha.
Hello.
And what are you hearing? Like, what's the buzz today in Washington?
So the buzz is from the White House is what they've been saying is that they want to present a message about unity and bipartisanship, which is a bit different for this president, especially at this point, as you said, coming off of this partial shutdown. But apparently President Trump is going to try to kind of do the traditional thing that happens in State of the Unions and point out areas where Democrats and Republicans could work together on certain issues, maybe infrastructure, maybe lowering health care costs. Of course, at the same time, President Trump tweeted this morning at a Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer and basically said that he's being critical of the State of the Union before he's even heard it and that he's just jealous that Democrats didn't take over the Senate. So that's not exactly a unifying message.
Well, but still, Sarah Sanders is trying to get it out. Here's Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on CNN this morning.
Look, I don't think that the president's message is going to be different than the one he's been talking about since he started campaigning. This is a president who is a visionary. He's a president who likes to get things done, and he's going to lay out the case. One of things that we've already accomplished, some of which we've done in a bipartisan fashion, and also looking forward, if we are willing to work together, if we are willing to choose greatness, here's what we can accomplish. Here's what we can do. Let's come together. Let's do what all of America wants from us. Let's do our jobs and let's solve real problems.
But that comes off the huge battle over the border wall. Let's take that up because a former speechwriter, David Frum, on Morning Edition said that President Trump needs to position the Democrats as continuing to be against his wall. That will hold his base. And then the Democrats will split between the more progressive wing that's emerging, you know, some running for office, and the centrists, and the president can walk right through to a second presidency. You know, your thoughts on how he has to thread that needle tonight over the wall, you know, olive branch versus message to base.
Yes, the White House has kind of made clear that he's going to present his plan for border security, and that will almost certainly include a wall. And even with this idea of kind of putting forward the olive branch, there's no sense that they are going to back down on this issue of a barrier on the southern border. And that is what has been the tension all along. And that is what that is the red meat for his base. And he's going to try to position the Democrats as against border security in general, because he does see that as possibly a weakness for certain Democrats who are in more red districts. But at the same time, Democrats would argue it's not that they're against border security. Right. They're just against barriers, kind of medieval structures on the southern border that they don't think are effective.
Well, you know, some have said that they could come out this afternoon and say, you know what, we'll give you a few billion for that and take the wind out of those sails. But in addition to the speech tonight, we've been following news that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan ordered Trump's inaugural committee to hand over documents related to how it was funded and by whom. This is separate from the investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into the Trump campaign's possible ties to Russia. What are investigators looking for?
So NPR has confirmed that this subpoena went to the inaugural committee, and the committee says they're reviewing the subpoena and they're going to cooperate. Other outlets have reported that the subpoena is looking into who donated to the inauguration, who the vendors are, and basically whether there were any foreign contributors to the committee, and that would be illegal. Federal law prohibits foreign nationals from donating money to an inaugural committee.
Ayesha, people always look for the symbols at these speeches. And we know tonight Melania Trump is going to be bringing and sitting next to a young boy whose last name is Trump. and said he was bullied because of that. You know, some have said that putting a child into a spot like that may not be the healthiest thing. But do you expect Donald Trump really to call out a child with his own name who was bullied?
I'm not sure about that. They do usually mention some of the guests. There will be other guests in addition to this young man or to this young boy. But I think this is supposed to be a part of the First Lady's Be Best campaign and anti kind of cyberbullying. Of course, the president is known for kind of talking about people's appearances and calling people dumb or low IQ. So that is the tension there, and that is the criticism that this administration often receives, especially when it comes to the Be Best campaign, is that the president himself does a bit of bullying and calls people names and things like that. And so that weakens this message that the First Lady is trying to put out.
We'll see what happens. NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe, thank you.
Thank you.